Hello. We're going to start off our light tour of the United Kingdom in London, where the raised flag, the Union Jack, means that the Queen is in residence. As we walk down a long carpeted corridor, we overhear Her Majesty speaking to her husband. You know, Philip, I had hoped that once we got rid of that dreadful Mr. Blair and his appalling wife, I wouldn't have to have that abysmal Mr. Bush here ever again. Why doesn't he just learn to speak English? We walk quickly on, leaving the royal couple to their afternoon tea and sympathy. Our next stop is in the West Country, at Plymouth in Devon to be exact, where we can hear the same dialect as was spoken when the Mayflower set sail in the 17th century. Here one can be tempted to drink a pint of scrumpy, but beware, this rough cider packs a hefty punch to the brain. While capable, we will travel to Cardiff, the capital city of Wales. Not one of the prettier towns, but famous for its exports such as Shirley Bassey and Tom Jones. And Wales is, of course, also famous for its castles and rugby and coal mines and on the corgi dog. And I might add a completely unreadable language. Going northward through Wales, we come to Liverpool, whose Liverpoolian accent was made known throughout the world by certain four young men in the 1960s. From here, we can take a boat across the Irish Sea to Dublin and enjoy a tour through the lush green countryside. We'll pass through Kilkenny and Waterford and Cork, kissing the Blarney Stone en route. I think the locals put the stone there just to amuse themselves, as trusting tourists actually line up to hang by their ankles over a 60-foot parapet. Whoops, there goes another one. A quick pop over to Edinburgh, Scotland, to see the castle, to indulge in one of the many bookshops, study the history of tartans, and perhaps partake of a wee drappy of malt whisky. As we travel south down the eastern part of the British Isles, we pass through Yorkshire, where we might hear,
"There's trouble up Mill. Could be out on strike next week."
We return to London, but to the East End rather than to the noble address where we started this tour. A true Cockney, according to traditional definition, is someone born within earshot of the Bow Bells, that is, the bells of St Mary-le-Bow Church in Cheapside in the City of London, which is not itself in the East End. Anyway, the bloody noise in London's increased so much, it's unlikely that many people will be born within earshot of the bells anymore. So, ta-ra, see you next time. So it's goodbye from her, and it's goodbye from me.